Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 7th. Welcome to Axios Today. I'm Nyla Boodoo, and here's how we're making you smarter today. Our government is telling foreign students that if their colleges go to online-only classes in the fall, they will be forced to leave the country. Plus, Wall Street is shifting its bet from President Trump to Joe Biden. But first, China's war on activism is today's one big thing. Overnight, people in Hong Kong have gone from being able to protest and speak freely to living in fear those actions could lead to life in prison. And now, Beijing is saying its new security law for Hong Kong applies to anyone in the world, including you and me.
I may have to risk that I will not be able to go back for years and leave behind my family and my cats and all the connections that I built for the past 2 decades.
That's Nathan Law, a pro-democracy lawmaker who just spoke with Bethany Allen Abrahamian. She covers China for Axios.
He told me that many of the statutes in the new national security law could apply to him, and he could very easily face years, if not life, in prison for his previous activism. He is not currently disclosing his location, because he knows that Hong Kong authorities are not satisfied with him simply leaving Hong Kong. In fact, there is a provision in the new law, Article 38, that explicitly says that any kind of organizing or protesting in support of democracy in Hong Kong is illegal, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, regardless of whether or not they are a permanent resident of Hong Kong.
So I think there are probably people who are listening who are thinking, how can China really enforce this?
What could happen is that any person who has been public in their support of the protests, as soon as they fly into the Hong Kong airport or enter Hong Kong by some other way, could be detained, could be charged, could be arrested. Why it really matters is that it's so clear that China has essentially declared war on global activism and global speech. It is hoping to tamp down any elements of the protest movement that survive beyond Hong Kong's borders.
Bethany, I wonder how people say they feel about it now, like Nathan and other people.
I think the mood in Hong Kong right now is in part one of terror. People do feel afraid, but at the same time, some people are hanging on to hope. And what Nathan told me in our interview was that he feels that the pro-democracy movement is still very much alive.
There were more than 100,000 people marching down to the street, regardless of the huge risk of being imprisoned for years. So you can see the bravery inside the movement and the tenacity.
I think that we're going to see a slow crushing of the soul of Hong Kong. I don't see how it can be otherwise. And I fear that they may succeed in really crushing the protest movement and in eliminating many of the freedoms that had previously defined the spirit of Hong Kong.
Wow, that's really tough to hear.
It's tough to watch.
Bethany Allen Abrahamian is the China reporter at Axios. We'll be back in 15 seconds with a look at how Wall Street is betting against President Trump. Welcome back to Axios Today. There's been a rapid shift in the stock markets. Wall Street is now positioning itself for a Biden presidency. Dion Rabowan is our markets editor.
The investment community has kind of done a complete about-face, from feeling pretty strongly that Trump would win to now really preparing for a Joe Biden presidency.
It's been a complete 180. So let's look at this by the numbers. Last week, one Citigroup poll showed almost the same percentage of fund managers who had expected a Trump presidency 7 months ago now think Biden will win. And it's not just Biden. They're expecting a Democratic sweep of the House and Senate. But what does it mean for Wall Street to be preparing for these changes?
The biggest expectation right now is for higher taxes. Vice President Biden has said that he is going to roll back President Trump's big tax reform. That's the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which lowered corporate tax rates to the lowest they've ever been, also lowered personal tax rates. And he's also talked about doing some things on capital gains taxes, essentially raising taxes on corporations.
And the stock market is still on the rise despite our dramatic economic recession. Growth and earnings are falling.
So really, at this point, it's anything goes. And as much of a fool's errand as it was to try to predict the stock market before, it's somehow even more so now.
Here's the bottom line. A few months ago, President Trump's campaign thought a healthy economy would get him reelected. Now the only healthy part of that economy, Wall Street, is betting against him. Dion Rabowan is Axios' markets editor. Axios Insider is a sneak peek into our newsroom, the conversations we have. Mike Allen is one of our co-founders, and he's with me now. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Nyla.
Mike, school has been out since before the summer, but there's a lot of news around what's going to happen in the fall. And when we look at universities, ICE made an announcement yesterday about foreign students and online-only classes.
Nyla, these immigration rules are going to be absolutely hellish for international students. If you're in the U.S., you have to show up on campus to keep your immigration status. So if your school offers only virtual learning, you have to change schools. If your school offers a mix of virtual and on-campus learning, you have to be in the classroom. And here's the catch-22 for students who are trying to get in the U.S. Our American consulates around the world have stopped processing visas during the pandemic. So a lot of students can't get in anyway. And another catch, if you're an international student in China or Brazil or Europe, there are COVID travel restrictions.
And meanwhile, Mike, Harvard University also said they're going to be all online, not just for the fall, for the whole academic year.
Yeah, so Harvard said that they're going to bring back 40% of their students. But once you get there, most of the instruction will be virtual and no break on tuition. Princeton also said what they're going to do. So first years and juniors will come to campus for the fall semester, and then in the spring, sophomores and seniors. And Nyla, here's Princeton's catch. No partying. You have to sign a social contract where you agree not to host any off-campus guests, including family members or romantic partners.
Very different college experience.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Mike, thanks for those insights. I appreciate it.
Nyla, have the best day.
Before we go today, I wanted to share with you how the National Museum of African American History and Culture is documenting this moment.
Our lives matter. Black lives matter.
The protests that started a few weeks ago and continue today are part of history. And that's why the museum is asking people to save signs and T-shirts from Black Lives Matter protests until the pandemic is over. The Smithsonian's Lonnie Bunch also says they're collecting videos, photos, and audio online right now.
This is a new time for museums to collect in different ways, to have different ways to understand the story. And if you can find more ways of understanding, that's all for the better.
That does it for us today. You can reach our team at podcasts@axios.com or reach out to me on Twitter @NylaBudu. If you want more news before tomorrow, you can tune into our afternoon podcast, Axios Recap. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.